Well, behold, the power of Taylor Swift. The singer posted a tweet yesterday complaining that Apple wasn't going to pay artists for music streamed during their three-month free trial and threatened to withhold a recent album from Apple Music. Then, less than 24 hours later, Apple reversed its policy publicly and said they would pay artists during that three-month free trial. John Jurgensen wrote about the story for the Wall Street Journal and joins us now. Welcome to you, John.
Hi there.
Hey. So, didn't Apple negotiate the terms with the music labels, and isn't it the music labels' call to decide what those terms are?
Yeah, I mean, this is a long process of negotiation with the labels, and I'm sure it was an epic saga that went on probably longer than they would have liked to go on, too. But, you know, I think what all this happens, you know, without the voice of the artist really being represented, and I think that's what makes this kind of interesting, is that Taylor Swift took this upon herself to speak up on behalf of the artist community. And sort of do something on independently and maybe make some moves that might not have necessarily cleared with her label or anyone else, but it certainly had some big waves.
So Taylor Swift is sort of representing this issue for artists and, like you said, taking it upon herself. This isn't the first time she's complained. She's had a similar argument with Spotify, which is why 1989, her album, hasn't been on Spotify. Who does she represent? I assume that there are other people complaining here. It's not just Taylor Swift.
Yeah, I mean, she alluded to this in her Tumblr message, her open letter to Apple, that she was not just speaking on behalf of herself. She was talking about people in her circle who were also concerned about this. And I guess she probably feels like she's the one who is the most bulletproof when it comes to this stuff. You know, she's going to risk maybe soiling or spoiling her relationship with Apple and other big companies to take a stand. And of course, as you see from the letter, she did it put in very polite terms and very sort of praised Apple a lot in her note. But she's far from the only one who's complained about this, especially this free three-month trial period that Apple's been offering, where royalties weren't going to be paid to artists. Independent labels had spoken about this. XL Recordings, the Beggars Group, which is home to Adele, you know, obviously no slouch when it comes to records, also spoke out about this and said they hadn't reached a deal with Apple over just this very topic. So, you know, other people have been grumbling about it, but she's the one who got the swift results. Sorry about that.
it was either you or me, man. One of us is going
to
do it.
Someone had to do it.
Yeah. So one of the fascinating things about this story is that for a long time, because of streaming, because of downloading music, because the business has changed so much, artists have been essentially shafted in the actual payment for their work in terms of recorded music. And they've had to scrounge around and try to make money elsewhere, like on concerts or on merchandise or, you know, sponsorships or whatever it is. But the actual music is not a big moneymaker these days for the artists themselves. Is this changing? I mean, it seems like these streaming services are really competing for either exclusive content, in the case of Tidal versus Apple and so on, or exclusive deals, or to try to prevent people like Taylor Swift from pulling albums from their services. Does all of this, do the new changes in the streaming music market put the artists back in charge to a certain extent?
I think it's probably too soon to say that's the case. I mean, you have someone like a Taylor or a Jay-Z or a Jack White or Madonna who, you know, have tremendous visibility. And the biggest thing they have is their, you know, their fame and their platform through which to speak. So they can, you know, make waves by doing things like this. A lot of other artists are really sort of tilting against the wind when it comes to this stuff. We're in this weird, funky gray zone of a cultural shift where, you know, downloads, paid downloads, which were was what put iTunes on the map and was kind of a lifeboat for the industry for a long time, are really declining. And streaming is the norm now. Whether people are actually paying for streaming, you know, music fans are going to be paying subscriptions, is still hasn't really gotten a lot of traction, at least not as much as both artists and labels would hope. So what they need to do is just go full force into this realm, and you have someone like an Apple who is in a position to you know, make a big change and bring a lot of people on board to the streaming economy. So unless that can happen, unless they can really get a lot of people signed up, that sort of withering of revenues that you talked about is just going to keep happening, and we might just be in this plateau of music revenues being, you know, a small part of an artist's pot. I don't think we're ever going to go back to the good old days or what artists perceive as the good old days. Certainly there's a lot of room to be made up on the streaming subscription side if people would jump on board.
So I love the way Taylor Swift put this. She's very blunt. She basically says a quarter of a year is a very long time to work for free. And, you know, she says, this is a direct quote, "We don't ask you for free iPhones. Please don't ask you to, please don't ask us to provide you with our music for no compensation." So very bluntly put, how much is this actually costing Apple? Do you know?
I don't know the answer to that question. That is a great question. Someone who I was talking to yesterday was saying that the money that would go off the table, or the money that's at stake here in this 3-month trial period, is something like years worth of royalties being paid out over time. I'm not really sure how the math works out on that, true. But I mean, if you think about an artist who's putting out an album, you know, even a big star, the reality is that you're going to get the most streams that they're ever going to get for that album, probably within the first few weeks. I mean, that's the make or break period when it comes to attention in terms of, you know, mind share for a record, or when it comes to dollars and cents of people, you know, clicking those streams and an artist getting royalties for it. So if you're not getting any of those streams, if you have an album planned for release, say next month or in August, you're really going to miss the boat, and that money's not going to be coming back later. So the fact that, you know, for a lot of artists who have a lot of plans in these next few months, that we're going to miss out on them. I mean, that was just, you know, the livid was the word I've heard yesterday used often enough.